called Halo Everybody.
Stop playing around.
Okay. Anyway, hello everybody. We're back for another video. We're on chapter 11.
Yes.
So, hopefully this chapter will be a lot better than the last one, because the last one was just sad.
This one might be a little bit sadder.
Yeah, it might be, but,
Speaking of which, did you add it to the playlist?
Yeah, I did. I did that as soon as I uploaded it.
Just checking.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Yeah, see, what I have to do is I have to upload it, and then I have to add it to the playlist later, because, like...
Yeah,
it's weird. But anyway. Again...
Disclaimers.
Yeah. This is, for mature audiences. If you can handle this, the kind of topics that happen in this chapter, which... We don't even know half the time what they're going to be until, well, they happen. But if you can handle that type of content, you know, feel free to continue watching. Viewer discretion is advised. Also, we do not, we're not making fun of, poking fun at, or degrading another person. The way that these characters are portrayed is the way that I have made them in my head. Well, except for me. I made my character like myself. But the other characters that I portray in here are not like they're not in any way, shape, or form degrading another person. Anyway, now that we got that out the way, are you ready to get started? But yeah, are you ready to start this chapter?
Yes.
Alright. Anyway, without further ado, here is the chapter. what the fuck time is it?
9:00.
In the morning.
A.M.
Oh, shit. What the fuck?
I still have an IV in my arm.
Oh, yeah.
Yay. Great. Nice. Very nice.
Alright. I need to stick something in you. What?
What?
What? Yeah, I was ordered. No, not like that.
Hold on!
I was ordered to inject this into your IV. Oh, I thought you were talking about something else. No. He inserts the medication into the IV and pushes it into her veins. There you go. What in the hell?
Okay, is one of the side effects of that medication sweating, because I'm sweating like an animal?
No, it's because you have the thermostat set to 94 degrees. Look.
What?
Look
at
it.
Oh. Oh.
And you're asleep. You were like, let me play with it. I need the heat.
What?
Yeah, you actually did say that. You're like, give it to me. Let me play with it. I need that heat.
I do not say that.
Uh-huh. Yes, you did. I can attest to it. Yeah,
Sure.
you kinda did.
I did not.
Then you started pulling on cords and stuff.
Oh, shit. Did I? Whoops.
You accidentally pulled the emergency alarm too.
Oops.
Wait, does anybody know what phase we're in or? I'm gonna go check on her.
So you're just gonna leave me like this?
No.
Great.
I'll go do it. Screw it. You need to be here with her anyway.
Yeah, I have an IV in the middle of my arm. Thank you very much.
Which
And it's not very comfortable.
will not be removed for safety reasons. At least for now.
How long do I have to stay like this?
At least for another few hours.
Are you serious?
We don't want those razor blade cuts to get infected.
Yeah.
Oh wait, I think Talia's bringing her in here now. Wait. What the hell? Shit, that's a big ass photo album she has. What is in that? Wait. Hold on. Is that? No. Don't tell me.
What?
Look at what she's looking at.
What is that? I can't tell from here.
He brings the album closer. Wait. There's a there's she's look she looks confused in a way.
Is that a picture of Mikkel but naked? Please tell me I'm not seeing what I'm seeing.
Yep, sure is.
No. I've seen enough.
There's an unknown girl on the other side. Don't know who that is, but
What is that?
I can assume it's her sister, but we don't know yet.
Joshua looks at the picture of Mikkel and grimaces.
Oh. Man, this
He's
dude has no decency.
naked.
I see that. Something I wish I never did see.
Well, too late. Here's another picture.
Is he?
Look at this one.
Wait a second. He's pissing in a bottle in that one. What the shit? Oh wait, no. Wait. Is that? Hold on. That is faith right
Oh.
there. He's making her do it. See, look.
Well, actually, she's peeing in a tube, which is connected to the bottle. Okay.
It's a homemade catheter. He inserted it into her.
I did not need to see that!
Do you know what that tube is made of?
What?
It's made of copper.
Copper wire?
Yes.
Isn't that dangerous?
See, look, it's in that box right there. She still has it for whatever reason.
Ow!
Just look at the end. I bet that hurt her urethra coming, going in and coming out. This one, she's tied to the bed. Oh, hell no.
This one, he's raping her in the bathtub. Oh! Jesus.
There's got to be a reason why he was so... so fucking, like... There's got to be a reason. What happened to him to make him like that?
Here's a picture of him hitting Joshua's sister. Okay, I didn't need to see that. Wait, that's not just Brittany he's hitting.
Unfortunately, no.
You don't mean to tell me.
It happened years ago.
Wait, don't tell me. I know where this is going. He hit you as well, didn't he?
For 3 years, I was a victim of his assault. Just never really said anything, because, well, the more it happened, the more it didn't affect me.
Is that what that scar on your eye is from?
It's actually from a bottle that broke.
Oh, ow. Damn. He hit you?
It nearly cut with one a of bottle? My eyes out. But it,
Oh! Ow! Yeah, I see that.
I don't think that, even if we know, I don't think it's going to change anything, but I think he was just abusive in general. Because his parents were like that. And he just felt it was okay.
What do you mean?
Well, his parents had a history of abuse. Starting with him. Yes, he was abused too.
Oh.
But we need to find out who this mystery person is. Wait a second. There's an address on that photo. Hold on a second. Don't tell me this one was recently taken. Of it. No, it wasn't. It was recently developed, it looks like. So, do you want to go and try to figure out something if we can get this, or do you want me to do it?
Well, I can't go. I have an IV in my arm.
Alright.
I would go with you, but I can't.
Wait, where's Faith at?
I think she walked out.
Got to go find her. He begins to search for her.
And Joshua is sitting on the floor. Why? I don't know.
Hey, Faith, are you in here?
Yeah.
Are you in here?
Yeah.
What happened? Like, where did you go?
I can't see those pictures.
What?
I don't like seeing those pictures.
Well, they seem to be more damaging than helpful. So... they seem to be more damaging. So... do you want me to get rid of them?
Yes.
But what about this one? He shows her a photo of an unknown girl.
Who's that?
We don't know. I thought that you would have known.
No?
She looks kind of like you.
I don't know her.
Alright, well, I'm gonna get rid of these older photos. Hugs her. Sorry you had to go through that shit.
Okay.
He inserts all the photos of abuse into a paper shredder. So there we go. So, do you want me to take you back in there with other?
You can.
Come here. You're getting heavy. You're not as light as you used to be.
Well, I've been eating.
No offense, but you're getting heavier. He carries her back into the room and sits her on the bed. There you go.
So you sat her on my stomach.
Well, she's heavy.
Yeah, I know. I know that.
And I didn't know you were laying down, so... that's that.
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
where'd Joshua go?
I don't know. You're
asking... he just left.
I think the memories came back to him or something.
Oh dear.
Anyway, I got rid of the old photos that she wanted me to get rid of them, so that's what I did.
Oh, great.
But this one has an address on it. So perhaps we can go to the address and see what it brings us to.
Well, I can't go.
I'll do it. You want him to remain here with you, or? I'm also going to leave Faith here too. Because I don't know where this is going to take us, or take me, so.
It says Miss Chris and Mr. Sheldon's troubled girls halfway house? What?
At the end, wait. On the back, why does it say, get your whores here? Oh, that's his handwriting, of course. Never mind. Ugh. Dick. I'm glad I didn't know him. Wait, did Alex like him at all, or not really?
No. No.
Oh, Alex didn't like him either. Shit. Anyway, I'm going to go to this address.
Have fun.
Fun isn't going to be part of it. He hugs her, then walks out. Three hours later. I found it. Wait, what the hell? There's a person in the window. Who the hell is this woman? Hey. Alright. He approaches the window. Oh, come on, lady. I don't have all day for this shit.
Hi.
Who are you?
I'm Serenity.
Do you know who the hell this is? He shows a photo to her.
That's me.
Well, in that case, do you know who this is? He shows a picture of Faith to her.
That's my sister.
What? Wait, what?
That is my sister.
What do you mean that was?
Isn't she dead?
Far from it. He shows a recent photo taken yesterday.
My parents told me she died.
She ran away. And we ended up finding her, and well, we got her. She's healthier than ever before.
What do you mean?
Do you want to see her?
Yes.
Alright, come with me and I'll take you to her. Wait, how old are you, by the way?
15.
Ew. Well, come on, let's go.
Come on, let's go.
They arrive back at the house 3 hours later. Wait, are you the only person in that house?
No, there's another girl, Jillian.
Did she follow us here? Did she come with you, or?
No.
Oh. So what was she, who is she? Or do you not know much about her?
Her parents beat her.
Oh, shit. How old is she?
13.
And do people get adopted from that place?
No.
Wait, what?
They live there till they're grown.
What?
Not today, they're not. But you know what? Fuck this shit. Going back. How many are in there? Is it just you and one another?
Me, Jillian, Samantha, Allie, Alexis, Isabel, Janet, Jenny.
What are their age ranges?
13 to 16.
You know what? Fuck it. I'm getting everyone out of there. Because it doesn't look like you have fared well in there anyway. Unless I'm wrong here.
He feeds us.
No, that's not what I mean. But how does she treat you, is my question.
She's nice.
But the question is, do you want to remain there?
Not really.
I need to ask everybody there if they want to remain. Because if they don't want to, they'll... I'm not going to make them. And the good thing is I have another house, so I can get them there. Check on them periodically. That way Elizabeth doesn't get mad. Anyway. They arrived back. Alright, where's everybody at?
Upstairs.
Who's that old lady? That's looking at me like I'm crazy. That's looking at me like I'm crazy.
That's Chris. That's Chris.
What?
She's the owner of this place.
So... Why the hell is she looking at me like that?
She doesn't know who you are.
He easily sidesteps her and walks up the stairs. Well, she's too old to really be doing this anyway. So she can't really chase me, so. Holy shit, there's a lot of people here. I have a question for all of you, if you don't mind. Do all of you want to remain here, or does it just feel like you're doing the same thing every day?
We don't like it here.
Wait. What's so bad about it? It looks fine from here.
We do the same things every day. Go to school, sit in our rooms, do our homework.
I'm probably gonna get bitched at for this, but do you want to come with me?
Sure.
All right. I'm going to. You two look a bit like, and I know you said that you'll get fat and everything, but you look a little bit malnourished, though. Unless I'm just looking at it wrong. It looks like it from here. Wait. How much do each of you weigh? If you don't mind me asking.
I don't know.
You, have you not been to the doctor either?
No.
This woman is not running a good organization here. She should have had you to the doctor or something. But she hasn't. Do you know what? Everybody, follow me to the. Well, I have a car that's big as shit, so it'll fit everybody. But everybody, just get in there, and I'll talk to her and see what the hell this is about. Serenity, lead everybody there, and I'll be with you in a moment. He approaches the woman. Just what in the hell do you think you're doing here?
I'm sorry, who are you?
That is none of your concern. But these children don't even know their own weight. And, well, have you even took them to the doctor at all in the past few years?
I'm a nurse.
That means nothing. You're a nurse. A doctor is higher up than you. So, and trust me, I'm a doctor myself. I have a PhD in medical science and a bachelor's degree. So, do you really think that just you being a nurse, you can diagnose everything? Do you think you could do that?
My husband's a doctor.
I don't see your husband, I don't see anybody but you. There's nobody else here, and I searched this entire premises. And there's nobody else here. So you can't lie to me. Trust me, I know my way around this shit. You can't fool me, and you can fool everybody else. But you sure as hell can't fool me. So now, the truth. Do you really think you can diagnose everything? I'll wait.
What does this have to do with you?
That is none of your concern. It's just something that I need to know.
I do the basics for them.
You do what?
The basics for them.
The basics. What the hell does that supposed to mean? You do the basics.
I take care of them if they have head cold and the flu.
That is not enough. You need to really understand what you're doing here. You don't know the first thing about medicine like I do. The flu and the cold can come and go. But what if they get something that is not easily treated? That you need actual medication to get rid of.
Like what?
Oh, I don't know. Like, mental insufficiency? Like, their mind can't handle certain things? What do? You do nothing, because you don't know what the fuck you're doing. Because you do the basics. You haven't the amount of knowledge.
See program 5 ops 30.0.
You haven't the amount of knowledge or the know-how to even handle that kind of shit. Do you? And you better be honest with me.
No, but that doesn't make a bit of sense.
Oh, it doesn't. One of those children has those deficiencies. But you wouldn't know that, would you?
What?
Because you're too busy focusing on the basics to really get into the gritty shit. One of them has a mind of a child. They can't help it. Now do you...
Whatever.
You do know I can have you prosecuted for this, right?
No, you can't.
He pulls out a police badge. You're under arrest for this shit. Now, you will answer to the judge for this.
You can't arrest me.
Oh, you want to bet? He cuffs her. Now you answer to the judge. I'll take these people home here. Right. He takes the rest of them home and then contacts the judge.
Oh, hi there. How can I help you?
Well, we have a little problem.
I saw everything on your body cam there. And, I will get with her, like, right now. Because this is... this is just not right.
Alright.
Bring her in.
She's brought in cuffs and shackles.
Ma'am.
What am I here for?
Ma'am, do you have any idea what kind of serious thing you have messed up here?
No.
You're not really a nurse. I know that for a fact. You claim to be a nurse, but the certificate you have is fake.
You can't prove that.
Oh, yes, I can.
He pulls out the certificate and then a real certificate and compares them.
Well, yours has medical spelled wrong. It's MIDICUAL. That's not how you spell medical, for one.
You're stupid.
I can have you arrested for medical malpractice, which is what I'm doing now.
You
can't arrest me.
And why can't I?
I've done nothing wrong.
Bullshit. Bullshit. And everything wrong. You don't even have a husband. You made that part up. I know because I searched through your entire records. And no husband, no nothing. So you can't lie to me. Hold on, why is Elizabeth calling me? Hold on. Hello?
Hi.
Hey, I'm kind of busy at the moment.
When can this IV come out?
Oh shit, I forgot about that. I'm dealing with a legal matter. Remember that place I went to last night? Will Chris, the owner of the place, has decided to perform medical malpractice. So, she's being charged for medical malpractice. Do what?
Well, just tell someone that they can take it out.
Well, you get to pull it out slowly and make sure you don't rip it. So, pretty sure your husband can do it. And just grab it.
Yank it out.
Can't be yanking out of my dick. No, don't say that shit. I'm actually in court right now.
Oh my god.
Oh, and by the way, you're going to see a lot of children today. Just so you know.
Oh, jeez.
I rescued them from that place. But we have plenty of room, really. So it's not really that big of a deal. Not to mention, I'll be the one taking care of them. Since, well, I rescued them anyway. You don't have to worry about it. What would you have done if you saw this? He shows a photo of children.
Oh no.
What would you do if you saw that?
I'd get them out of there.
Which is what I did. They look malnourished a little bit. Hey, Chris.
Well, let Joshua take out the IV then.
I mean, he could do it. I think.
But he's got a steady hand.
I got a steady hand too. I could just reach over there and just. No.
Oh, you're not yanking this thing out. No.
Not yanking.
It hurt going in.
No, I wasn't talking about my hand on that. Talking about my hand and something else. Okay, that's enough. That's enough of that shit. Okay, see, watch. He reaches over and depresses the IV and removes it with ease. See?
Ow!
It's gonna hurt a little bit. Well, he's right.
Thanks for that.
It's going to hurt a little bit, even if Joshua were to remove it, it would hurt anyway.
Yeah, thanks.
I forgot to tell you that. Whoops. Anyway, I gotta get back to this case.
Well, at least it's out.
This could be out in a minute. No. Enough of that. Anyway, I'll see you later. So, Curtis, I got a question to ask you.
Yes?
What did you feed them, and how often?
I made them meals.
That is not what I was asking you. I asked you a simple goddamn question, and you're going to answer it. What did you feed them? How often?
Noodles.
That's it? Is that it?
Well, I mean, they have lunch at school, so I only had to feed them twice a day.
How often did you do it?
Twice a day?
Well, they look malnourished to me. So whatever you were doing, you weren't doing it right. So, another thing. One of them told me that they were dealing with a headache because they had like a, I think they had like a tumor or something. I don't think that's what they were talking about. But you just brushed it off as if it was nothing. Do you really think you're going to get away with it?
Yes.
No. No, you're not getting away this time, ma'am. You've done this for 30 years. And this time, you're actually going to get consequences for your actions. You'll be sentenced to 25 to life for your crimes. Medical malpractice, negligence, basically everything you can think of. He puts her in a holding cell. What a shame. You could have been a great nurse, but no, you're not. You're just a horrible excuse of a person.
You can say that again.
Anyway, I'm going to head off now. I did what I need that needed to be done.
He arrives back to the house. Is everybody in here?
We're up here.
Oh. Which one of you has the mental insufficiency?
Julian looks at him. It's me.
Don't worry, I'm not going to make fun of you for it. Wait, did she also do that shit to you? Made fun of you for how you speak?
Yes.
Well, you don't have to worry about it. Serenity, I need you to come with me. Yeah. Meet. Hey, Faith, can you come in here for a second?
Well, what's up?
It's Faith.
Just look at how better off she looks from, well, I don't know when you last seen her, but just look at how better off she looks.
Wait.
doesn't...
I'm sorry. Who is this?
She's your sister.
My name is Serenity Faith. Hi. Oh my.
So, I'm going to leave you two to it. Because I know it's probably been a long time since you've seen each other.
10 years.
To it. So wait, she wouldn't have known you. Well, she wouldn't remember you. Because she's 10 herself, so she would have been a few months old. So, of course she doesn't know you. But, she remembers you. If you remember her, but...
Talia steps into the room.
Hello there.
What's going on?
I saved all these children from that... Remember that, that group home we passed months ago?
Uh-huh.
Think back. Did you ever notice anything out of the ordinary? Just think back for a second.
Yeah.
What did you notice?
The children never came outside.
They were sheltered. One of them has a mind of a 5-year-old. It's not their fault.
Oh?
But they were ridiculed from it.
Control, stop recording, check.
Well, I need you to come help me get Joshua out of the closet.
Why is he in the closet?
I don't know. He's hiding.
Coming back to me. Everything.
He slept in there last night.
It does not like him at all.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe.
8:09 PM.
Maybe there's something that I don't know. I don't know. They open the closet. What the?
Jesus, you look awful.
What
the hell happened to you?
I remember everything.
Come here. She hugs him.
Last I remember, someone told me my sister had died. I don't know how true that is, but I can investigate to figure it out.
Talia holds him close. It's okay.
Do you know what her name was? It was Brittany.
I do. I was gonna say that. You beat me to it.
I just hope that she's not dead.
Yeah. He snuggles up to her.
Okay.
Alright, I'm gonna go figure out something here. I'll be back in a few hours. Wait. There's a girl on the side of the road. Who the hell is this? Hold on. Looks to be older, but... Hold on a second. Hello there, ma'am. Are you lost?
No.
But what are you doing?
I work at the pizza place down the street.
Yes, but you're just standing in the road. Or on the side of it. Why?
I don't know, just thinking.
Thinking about what? Don't mind me asking.
My brother.
Brother. Who's that?
She shows him a photo.
Right. Joshua Lester.
Yeah.
I thought you died.
What?
Apparently he was told that you were dead.
By who?
Recognize this person. He shows a photo of Mikkel to her.
Him?
Yes.
That dirty bastard.
Well, you don't have to worry because he's dead. He died a few years ago. But... Really lost it though. Been in the closet for the past night.
Why?
Well, we were kind of going through old photos that somebody had, and well, it triggered him. Because there was also a photo of you and him getting beat.
Oh.
Taking it very well. Walked out. Like it was... I don't know.
Is he okay?
I'm fine. I just had to rescue children from this group home that was up the road. Well, that was actually a few hours away.
Is Joshua okay?
I honestly don't know. I don't know if he's okay or not. He lowers his head. Kind of doubted after the trauma.
Can I see him?
Sure. I don't see why not. Just follow me. I tell you, where's Joshua?
In the closet still.
Well, tell him to come out the closet. Oh, wait. Oh, hell. That can be taken in a different terminology. Anyway, just tell him to come out the closet. There's only one person. Get me to come out, but she's dead. No, she's not. Yes, she is. I told myself.
as she died. Wait, what were you told? I was told that she ended her life. She jumped off a two-story building and... I wish I could see her again. But... it's probably not possible. Go in there, or
she comes around the bed to the closet door.
Sadly, I'll probably never see. Why? Seeing a ghost.
Hi.
Am I in heaven?
Am I in heaven?
Joshua, it's really me.
Died.
No. I just moved to Miami.
Then why was I told that you died? True.
Pretty sure Mikkel told you that.
He did.
Come here.
Wait.
Brittany, what sounds?
Wait, Faith had those photos. Does that mean she's related to us in a way?
Who's Faith?
Where is she?
I think she's in her parents' room.
I'll go and get her.
He walks into seeing James and Lizzie kissing.
Alright. Okay, I'm out in a second. Let me just get... Hey, Faith, can you come with me for a minute?
What's up?
Well, one, I don't want you to see this, so let's go ahead and someone wants to meet you, I think. Let's get the hell out of here. I'm out. Fuck this shit. Alright. This is Faith.
What was his hurry?
What was what?
What was his hurry?
What was what?
What was your hurry?
I saw them two making out in there. Don't need to see it.
They continue making out.
Oh hell no. I can hear it through the fucking walls. Soundproof? Better. Anyway. So, Brittany, this is Faith.
Hi. Wait a minute. Bring the photos of the two families together.
Wait, what?
Bring the photos of the two families together.
What do you mean? I didn't see that. Wait a second.
Get both of the photos of Joshua's family and Faith's family, and let's compare them.
I certainly don't have access to that, to those. I just have her photos. Our parents didn't really like to take photos, sadly. So.
Joshua pulls out a photo album.
Damn!
I took them without their
Where'd
permission.
Where'd that come from?
I took them without their permission. So.
Good luck! Aww. Dang.
Yep. They look similar.
What do you mean?
Look.
Huh?
Look very closely.
Oh my.
Goodness gracious. Wait, so does that mean Faith is Wait, what would she be?
Let me see. Let me look her up in the database here. Well, it says here she has an unknown brother and sister. So. Just different parents.
Wait, I thought Serenity was her sister.
She is. But there's two others. Or there's one other brother and sister that she doesn't know. Because it says right here. One says sister unknown. Second one says sister unknown. So there's two sisters and one brother that she didn't know.
Well, who are the other two?
Well, the Serenity being the one, and well, it looks like Brittany being the other.
Wait, so Joshua is her...
That's what it looks like.
No!
Yep. Only when Joshua was born, they weren't as, like, they weren't bad. Only later. But that means... Wait. What, does it surprise you? Does this kind of shock you, or...? Wait, so... What?
They all stand looking.
What does this mean?
It means... that you and Brittany... I have a 10-year-old sister.
We weren't really told about her.
Well, the husbands and wives dated each other and had different children by each parent.
I'm sorry, what?
You heard what I said.
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Mikhail's mom dated Joshua and Brittany's dad. Mikhail's dad dated Joshua and Brittany's mom.
Oh, shit.
And they got them pregnant, and they each had different children.
Oh shit, that's interesting. So, I'm gonna get these children settled. I'm going to go back to where they are. He returns to the children. Alright. So, I got to ask you all something. What was it like living there? What was it like living there?
It was horrible.
Like, can you explain how it was, or...?
She wouldn't hardly let us do anything.
Wait. Which one of you has been complaining about horrible headaches constantly?
It's me. Samantha.
I'm going to run a few tests and see what it is. Because you need to get that fixed. Alright, could you come with me?
Okay.
Actually, I'll just carry you. Hold on. He picks her up and carries her to the observation room. Now I'm gonna run some tests, okay? I hope you don't mind. Alright, you ready? Are you ready for me to run these tests?
Yes.
Alright. 1 hour later. Got the test results. This woman should be arrested for attempted murder. Do you know why you have a headache?
What do you mean? No.
You have a brain tumor the size of a fucking golf ball.
That's what?
Look. This is your brain right here. And look at that mess on it.
Ew.
It could kill you any day now. If not treated. So. I say we need to operate that away. He picks up the intercom system. Attention, we need all doctors to report to the operating room now. This is not a drill, this is an emergency. We need all doctors that are able to participate in this operation to report now. What is this about? Dude, do we really have to stop what we're doing?
James and I were kind of in the middle of something.
This is, well, I noticed. But this is important.
We're fucking.
But this is important.
We're doing something.
We really had to stop. You must. At least for now. Man, I don't wanna. Well, you gotta. But whether you want to or not. Do you know what I'm going to have to perform?
No.
I have to perform emergency brain surgery on one of the children.
What?
I have to perform emergency brain surgery on one of the...
No, you don't.
Okay. Try telling that to this scan I ran earlier today. Shows her a picture of the girl's brain and a mass the size of a golf ball on one side. So, still think I need to perform surgery or not?
Why do we have to help?
I mean, you don't, but,
I mean, you don't.
But, I mean, there's a possible chance of death, so, yeah, there's a possibility of that. Oh, that's morbid. I mean, I guess Ella could do it.
I mean, she's the smartest one here, so.
I guess forget I said anything. I'll just ask her about it. But where is she anyway?
I don't know. Somewhere.
I'm gonna call her. Hold on. He calls Ella. Come on, you'll need to answer. Come on, damn it. Come on. Hello?
Hello?
Where are you at?
I'm in a cafe, why?
We need your assistance, like, immediately.
What's going on?
Brain surgery.
What?
Yes, we need to operate on somebody who has a massive tumor on their brain. And I'm talking, it's the size of the golf ball.
Oh.
It's the size of a golf ball. So.
Oh. That's nice.
She looks scared, too. Are you okay?
Is this gonna kill me?
We can get all the help we can get, it won't. But if we don't, then well, it's probably going to. That's harsh as fuck, though. Why would you say that? I mean, I'm being honest. Are you coming here, or...? Because we really need your help.
I'm coming, I'm on my way.
Wait, what were you doing at a cafe, though? Is that where you work or something?
No, I'm eating lunch.
Wait, how old are you again?
A year old.
I'm still not used to a year old talking like that. Shit. So, anyway, see you when you get here. Alright. Do your are going to be just fine if I can get as much help as I can. Okay. Mental health care. Okay. Wait. Samantha, how old are you again?
I'm 12.
And you'll have it. Oh, hell. How long has this been bothering you?
About 4 years.
Hold on a minute. You said about 4 years, and she did nothing?
Nope.
That bitch. Anyway. Alright, let's go ahead and... Oh wait, Ella's here, I think. Hey, Ella, in here.
What's going on?
A baby is going to be operating on you today. No, I'm not joking either.
I'm sorry, what?
A baby. Look at her. She's only 1 year old. She's going to be operating on you today.
And you trust her?
She has the highest IQ of all of us in here. She's smart as shit.
I don't believe that.
Hey, Ella. Here's the chart of the scan that I ran today. You can see how bad, how dangerous this is.
Yep, that's a brain tumor.
Yep. So how are we going to get rid of it? Are we going to cut it out? Are we going to let the laser do it? Or how are we going to do it?
We're going to have to cut it out.
We're going to put her to sleep. So I'll let you do the anesthetics. Trust me. She knows what she's doing.
Okay.
Alright, so Ella, go ahead and give her the anesthesia.
Brittany comes in. Guys, Faith is throwing up. I think she's sick.
Hold on. I'll get to the, like, we're kind of in the middle of something very urgent here. I can't really do anything right now. So you'll have to ask another doctor for now, because I'm busy with this.
Well, Joshua's throwing me too.
Oh, hell. So I can't stop now. Her head is already open.
And now Talia's throwing up.
Molly is still a doctor.
Yeah, but she's not here right now. She's at work.
Shit. So let me get done with this surgery, and then I'll be able to attend to this. Because I don't want her to die.
Yeah.
Oh, Ella, you got it out? Okay, that's good.
Yeah, I got it out.
Alright, let's go ahead and finish up here. Wait, what?
It's leaking blood.
What is her head or the tumor itself?
It's tumor.
It looks like it's ready to pop too. Oh shit. Did you know what you could do with that thing?
What?
You could scare the shit out of somebody with it.
No!
Just toss it in at them and tell them, hey, you know, here's a tumor if you ever want one. But who would want that? Anyway. So let's go ahead and close her up here. Okay, here we go. Couple hours later. Samantha, are you okay? What?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Do you feel better now?
Yeah.
Alright, let me tend to the... Oh shit. No wonder why everybody's sick. We have a problem.
What?
There's black mold everywhere.
What do you mean?
There's black mold seeping from the closet.
Why?
I don't know. I'm going to get rid of it. He gets rid of the black mold. Now. That should be good. Well, today has been a long day for me, so I think we should all sleep. Get some sleep or something.
Absolutely.
I mean... So to you, to the ones that I rescued, where did you have to sleep?
In a tiny room.
On the bed, on the floor.
On tiny beds.
Were they at all comfortable?
No.
Check this bed out. He points to a memory foam mattress. Check this out. Lay on it and see how you like it.
That's comfortable.
I have a bed like that for everybody in here. So, here's what your room will be. It's massive. So, all of you will share a room for now until we can build more. I hope you don't mind.
Okay. Jeez.
What is it?
This bedroom is huge!
Well, it used to be a theater, but... my license got suspended. Because I decided to let someone use it, and they decided to watch porn on the screen.
Oh.
I'll have to get my license reinstated. But anyway, here's where you'll sleep. Or you will sleep in here for now. Until we can build more rooms. So, anyway. What do you all say we go to sleep?
Well, first, I said we watch a slideshow of all our old pictures.
Well, there's a problem. I don't really
what?
I don't really have that. I managed to snag this flash drive, though. I don't know what's on it.
Should we find out?
Let me stick it in and see what happens. Folders. There's a lot of folders here. There's... Wait, what the hell? Ways to let children die? There's Oh, hell no. This person planned to have them to die. Look. Look at all these files. Look at this.
Damn!
Oh wait, here's a slideshow. I don't know what it is, but let me see. He activates the slideshow and begins to project it. Is this a slideshow you were talking about? Or is this something different?
This is the slideshow I was talking about.
Wait, these
are not... they watch the slideshow, Whiskey Lullaby starts playing in the background.
Who set up the song on the slideshow? Who did it?
I didn't.
Yeah, I'll fix it later. Anyway. Wait. I've got a question to ask all of you.
Yeah?
What? How many times did she, like, did y'all eat something, like, and what was it? Like, how many times did she prepare things for you?
Once every other day, and it was ramen noodles.
Wait a minute. Once every other day?
Yes.
Well, she tried to tell me that, oh, well, it was twice a day, and, well, didn't need to fix some lunch because I had it at school and shit. So she was lying then, which I kind of figured, but... Shit, it's late as hell.
What time is it?
It's like 12 o'clock and then it's midnight.
Great.
So do y'all want to go to sleep or do you want to stay awake longer?
I think we should all go to sleep.
Stay for everybody. Well, that's all I gotta say. I'm tired as fuck.
Me too.
I mean, it did kinda end up getting you off at the end because, well, we didn't need to go in there, so we ended up busting. So, I bet it felt good when it was flowing through you like a river. Oh, hell no, I'm out of here. He dashes out the door. Fuck that shit. I'm out. Anyway, let's go to sleep. They all drift off to sleep.
Start stream, stop recording, checkbox checked. 8:50 p.m.
8:50?
Ew.
And I sent you a message on your iPhone iMessages saying, can we stop soon?
Yeah. Alright. Alright. 3, 2,